Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. Growth in technology enables us to better understand complex problems and then find solutions. An example of this is seen as cities across the U.S. are reducing litter with a new invention that traps trash before it flows into an open bay or harbor waters. It is the trash wheel, and it works with a water wheel powered by current and a trash smasher powered by solar. It pulls floating trash from the water and plops it into a dumpster that floats on a separate platform and is taken away when full. The idea for these floating gizmos that use water current and solar energy to power the conveyor belt came out of the need to clean up the Baltimore Inner Harbor. John Kellett, founder of Clearwater Mills, the manufacturer of the water wheels, came up with the idea for a trash wheel in 2007. The idea was to trap trash in the Baltimore Inner Harbor before it flows from Jones Falls into the open bay or harbor waters. Booms guide debris to the trash wheel's mouth, where rakes nudge it onto a conveyor belt. The belt is powered by an old-fashioned water wheel spun by the current and augmented by energy from the solar panels. It is all very fun to watch and exciting to see. I observed the Baltimore trash wheel while attending a waterfront conference there 5 years ago. When the first one made its debut in 2014, it had zero personality or human features. Days later, a YouTube video of it in action went viral, and a marketing firm advised the Waterfront Partnership, the organization that operates it, to capitalize with a cartoonish makeover. "I went home and built the first set of googly eyes in my basement," said Adam Lindquist, who directs the Healthy Harbor Initiative. This demonstration project is having a ripple effect throughout the country, and we hope the new trash wheels continue to reduce litter in a way that engages the public, as it did me, to do the same.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.